Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's transition time for the Kentucky Ag Department's Rinse and Return Program, winding down on county collection events, getting ready to bring in balers to compress, transport, and eventually recycle thousands of used plastic chemical containers. David Wayne, Director for Environmental Services, says they are making a difference.
Last year, for example, we had right at 55,000 pounds. The year before that, we were right at 60,000 pounds. And we do believe that this year will actually be up some, just because of the promotion of the program.
They used to do large regional collection dates. These days, they do more single county events. For even more efficiency, they're using compression during the haul-out process.
We used to haul out the material in loose containers and tractor trailers, and you would have a full-size box trailer that would only have about 3,500 pounds in it. So you're talking about a lot of material to get, you know, a few pounds.
Their handling process has evolved along with transportation efforts.
Now, with this transition of the program, essentially, we're actually baling that material to save shipping costs and make it more economical to get all those containers collected. So you actually, maybe this season, see us out transporting baled containers across the state to a centralized location.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
We're back with the Kentucky Ag Department's David Wayne on rinse and return, and what happens to that material when it is returned.
We have a few recyclers across the nation that take these empty containers and they grind them and they make them back into like wire spool reels, plastic fence posts, plastic curbing, new pesticide containers, basically anything that's not going to have a large interaction with humans or the environment.
Though the season is winding down, there may still be opportunities for collection dates or pickups.
We do have the schedule posted on our website at kyagr.com. And anyone can check that out and see if there's a date still available in their area and bring them out. If there's a large number of containers that someone has, like a custom applicator that has a large number that doesn't have a collection site near them, we can actually arrange to come get them as well.
That's kyagr.com. Just do a search for rinse and return. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.